Good morning. It's Monday again. It is the first day of a new month, July the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Let's begin this new week and this new month and this new day in the presence of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, ascended at the right hand of God, and nearer than our breath by the Holy Spirit, whom he has sent to comfort, encourage, come alongside, fill, breathe life into, flow like a river. All these things we learn from Scripture. Yes, let's consecrate ourselves unto the Lord today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we are praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled Philanexia, a watchword for our time. Our text is Acts chapter 21 all week long. We'll cover verses 1 through 9 today. Hear now the word of the Lord. After we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day we went to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, went on board, and set sail. After sighting Cyprus and passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where our ship was to unload its cargo. We sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When it was time to leave, we left and continued on our way. All of them, including wives and children, accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship, and they returned home. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. How is your hospitality? I'm not asking how many friends you've had over to your house lately. That's good, of course, but that's not hospitality, at least as the Bible envisages it. That's entertaining. The biblical practice of hospitality is not about who you invited over for dinner, but how you responded to people who showed up uninvited. The practice of hospitality permeates the Acts of the Apostles. We see it poignantly in today's text. We sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days. What if a perfect stranger comes into our town this week looking for, quote, the disciples? We don't exactly have a category for that, strangely enough. And what if they wanted to stay with the disciples for 7 days? Would we translate that to mean something like, say, sleeping on the floor of the fellowship hall down at the church? Remember, this wasn't just Paul, the apostolic celeb. He had a crew of at least seven others with him. I think I would have probably sent them down to the local Holiday Inn Express with my credit card. But wait, there's not one of those in Gillette. In those days, the only equivalent of a fellowship hall would have been a hospitable home. The disciples in those days actually hosted fellow believers, even if they happened to be perfect strangers, in their homes. In this case, it was seven straight days. So much for Ben Franklin's advice about house guests and fish starting to smell after 3 days. These early disciples teach us that hospitality is not about how we treat the people we invited, but how we roll out the red carpet for the people we didn't invite. There's a two-word verse tucked in the middle of Romans 12, behind which is hidden one of my favorite Greek terms. The verse says, "Practice hospitality." The Greek word is philonexia. Here's my working definition. To pursue the stranger with the love of a family and make them feel at home. Philo, it means love. Nexia, you see the connection to stranger. We think of xenophobia, fear of strangers. Philonexia is love of strangers. To pursue the stranger with the love of a family and make them feel at home. It's not really about people you know, but people you don't yet know. And it's not about being an extroverted person who never meets a stranger. Hospitality is a deeply personal posture of openness toward all people. Our natural tendency is to fear strangers and keep to our own. To follow Jesus is to become open and curious, and of course, wise and discerning when it comes to strangers. You may remember this charge in the letter to the Hebrews. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. That's verse 13:2. This text, of course, is referring to the famous story of Abraham and the three angels he unknowingly invited into his home. If you have a few extra minutes, you can see what that kind of biblical hospitality looks like in Genesis 18. As this story reveals, the one who shows hospitality is often in for the bigger blessing. Then there's the famous Emmaus Road story where the two disciples invite the stranger into their home after the long walk, and he turns out to be Jesus himself. Wow. He did say in his parable of the sheep and the goats, depicting the final judgment, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." That's Matthew 25:35. It's why Saint Benedict put this instruction in his rule of life. Let all guests who arrive be received as Christ. Philonexia. It's one of the hallmark qualities of the Holy Spirit-filled people. May it become a new watchword in our hearts, homes, churches, and even in our cities. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And I know the only way to be like you is to be filled with your presence. I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair and depression. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. And yes, Lord, I receive your love of strangers, your philanexia, your hospitality. And I release my suspicion of strangers, my fear and sense of avoidance of people I don't know, even God's people. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts. What is your general posture toward strangers? Open or closed? Welcoming or standoffish? How might you welcome the Holy Spirit to increase the welcome of Jesus in and through us? When was the last time you hosted disciples you didn't know or invited into your home for 7 days? Okay, how about for an overnight? Or how about for a cup of tea or coffee? Well, for our hymn today, we're going to sing one called Wonderful Words of Life. I remember singing this as a kid in the church. Wonderful Words of Life. That's number 429 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. It's three verses. It's got a great melody to it, too. Are you ready? Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. I hadn't sang that one in quite some time. I love it. You know, it reminds me of how we opened our week last week, where the Apostle Paul was going about always encouraging the disciples, always encouraging people, putting courage into them, speaking life into them, speaking the word of God, speaking the words of prophecy that the Spirit would give him and the disciples for one another. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Man, that is a ministry. That's a mission. And every day, it's right before us. Today, we're going to go out and we're going to speak beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Reminds me of the Sower's Creed. Because Jesus is good news and Jesus is in me, I am good news, right? We could modify that just a little bit to say, because Jesus is always bringing beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life, because Jesus is doing that, and Jesus is in me, I am bringing. In fact, I am. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And he's in me, that makes me the Word made flesh. I am bringing good, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. And then the very next claim, declaration in the creed, today I will sow the extravagance of the gospel everywhere I go and into everyone I meet. You know what the extravagance of the gospel is? It's beautiful words. It's wonderful words. It's wonderful words of life. And then the next phrase, the next declaration, today I will love others as Jesus has loved me. How we do that? Lots of ways, but the most ready and immediate way. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. The secret isn't us just sort of trying harder. Yeah, we gotta try, but it's really more about yielding. It's more about learning to show up yielded to the presence of Jesus and just allow him to gently lead us and to follow his leadership as we're with people. That's a learned way, but it's an empowered way. Well, you know, the Sower's Creed, it's in the back of our journals. It's on page 154, the next to the last page, the Sower's Creed. There's just always so much I'd like to say every day. I'd like to go over this with you every day. I've been wanting to do a series on the wake-up call that follows, that just walks through the Sower's Creed, unfolds it with Scripture. We'll save that for another season. You know, we're doing Exodus next. And if you're looking ahead, we're going to start that about the very, right around Labor Day, I think. Let's invite people to join us. Exodus is a journey out of slavery into the wilderness and onward to the promised land. Everybody is somewhere in that journey. They're either in slavery, they've been delivered from slavery, and they're still kind of wandering in the wilderness, or they're about to put their foot in the Jordan River and head into the promised land. It's perfect for anybody. I'd love to see whole churches just say, you know what, starting Labor Day, we're going to read Exodus together all the way up to the start of Advent. Our preacher's even going to preach through it with us. That's what we're doing in Gillette. And we meet with preachers every Tuesday. Any preacher that wants to join us, there's no charge. Just show up. I'll give you the Zoom link. Send me an email. Reply to this email. Say, put me on the list. I'm a preacher. I'd like my church to read the wake-up call together. I want us to read Scripture together, and I'd like to preach alongside it. We get together every Tuesday at 1 o'clock Central Time for a little bit more than an hour, and we work on sermons together. We encourage each other. We say beautiful words and wonderful words of life. All right, gang, That's enough. We're in extra innings already today. It's Monday. There's a lot ahead of us this week. Lots of goodness from Acts chapter 21. It's going to be unfolding. Grab your seeds. I want to hear about those words you're speaking this week. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.